We back.
Episode this is number. Hopefully, the last cold open. We're so sorry. We're so sorry.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. I was thinking about it over the weekend and I'm like, I'm running out of creative ways to open these episodes.
After you brought it up last time, I was like, okay, we really have to do this because it's getting really unbearable. Even listening to it and working out and stuff, I'm like, oh God, this is so awful.
Yeah, each one begins with me being like, hi. And then you're like,
yo.
Yo.
Yeah. Right,
we back.
Like, literally one of those three. There's no in between. It's literally one of the three.
Yeah. And then we always say episode number this because we're like, I have no idea how else to talk about this.
Yeah. So just a disclaimer, this one is going to be a bit short. Again, nothing wrong with that because we will be back on Thursday. We both have very busy schedules right now, which is fine. We still have some very scintillating discussion there for you planned for today, hopefully.
And also, if anyone's complaining, the last two or three episodes have each been like an hour and 15 minutes.
And they were both of those, we were planning like, okay, I'll make it short, but like half an hour, 45 minutes. We like doubled it.
Yeah, because we just shat on the Oilers both times.
Yeah.
We could go on and on.
So, yeah, so just a couple things, housekeeping things in terms of the pod. So if you haven't already or have you haven't noticed, we've started uploading some of the videos to our YouTube page. Hopefully, I am going to try to have all those up by all the ones that we have ready for upload sometime tonight or tomorrow. So again, if you haven't checked that out, definitely check that out. Again, something that's in the works, we now have a TikTok page. There's no content on there yet, but there will be shortly, hopefully. Once we get some highlights going, we'll put them on the TikTok page. So
that's sick.
If you look it up, I believe it's Taxi Squad Pod. Hold on one second while I check. Hold on.
Taxi Squad.
Why don't you give us some filler while we wait? Go ahead.
I just want to say I really love the name Taxi Squad Pod. It just rolls out the
top so nicely. So it's called the Taxi Squad Pod on TikTok. So again, we have no content yet, but if you listen to the pod regularly, I highly suggest following it because there will be some highlights on there shortly.
Am I following it or not?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone is. I literally made it like when I was bored, like 2 days ago. I was like, okay, here it is. Okay, everyone here. Anyways, yeah. So that's that. And everything else in terms of distribution, everything straightforward. Again, if you haven't subscribed yet to any of our services, what are you doing? Go ahead and do that right now. Smash that like button. Smash that subscribe button.
Quick thing.
Yes.
So I just hit follow right now. And I know which emblem is ours, the one with the taxi on it. But there's actually two Taxi Squad Pod accounts.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Ours is the Taxi Squad Pod, but there is a competitor called Taxi Squad Pod.
Ours is the Taxi Squad Pod. It is the one, not a. It is the Taxi Squad Pod.
This is our competitor for anyone watching on YouTube.
Yeah. And this is ours. This is our actual account. So follow this one with the beautiful Photoshopped logo, which someone, I don't know who did it, but someone spent countless hours on it. Working, I'm just joking, but feel free to check that out. But again, I hopefully in the next couple of days, I'm hoping by the end of the week today, we'll have all of our socials and everything up to date. YouTube is the big one because again, these video files are anyways, we're getting off track, but the socials should be all up to date shortly.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics today, but before we jump in, I am going to quickly highlight two things that I noticed from around the league. Number one, I just want to talk about just a couple minutes on the Leafs. The Leafs have gone in the last, I think, 11 games, 8-2-1. However, those 11 games have been so, so dramatic. And now I'm finally back in the speed of Leafs action, hockey action again. So now I'm like watching a little bit more than I have over the last couple months. And just the last two games alone, I remember watching the Detroit game when I was at my buddy's house on the weekend. And they were down 4-2 in the third period, and they scored five in the third period to win 7-4. And then almost the exact same thing against New Jersey yesterday. They scored four goals in the third period, won 6-4. Like, holy shit, this team, this is alarming because this is now 11 games. I think how many of their last few games have they had a lead and choked it, or have they had to come back, multi-goal comeback? So none of these wins that they're having right now are like by the book. no textbook wins at all. This is all like dramatic fashion, last period, last minute goals, stuff like that. So definitely not a trend I like to watch. It's concerning. However, there's always a stretch like this that every team will face during the season. And what Leafs teams have done in the past few seasons, like I'm going to talk about the Mike Babcock seasons, because that was the last full 82 game season we watched as a Leafs fan when Mike Babcock was the head coach. This time of the year was when they would either win very, very boring, meaningless hockey games or lose them. And they would lose a ton during January, February, March. Now it seems like they're winning. At least they're winning, right? So while other teams may be struggling at some parts of the year, I don't think the Leafs have ever really struggled during the season so far. They've had a couple small skids here and there, but even looking at the last month, they haven't played good hockey at all, to be honest with you. But they've still managed to what? Win 8 of 11? That's like an 888 win percentage over the month? That's insane!
Yeah.
And what's even more concerning, though... Sorry, did you have something to say there?
Sorry, I want to hear what you say, because I think you might be hitting the point that I want to make. Go ahead.
I don't think I am, because I was just going to say the Leafs may be playing good over this entire season, pretty well.
Yes.
And actually, they're on track to have the best season in franchise history. I remember reading that somewhere.
Really? I didn't know that.
Interesting. They...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right now would still be... If the playoffs started today, they're third in the Atlantic. They would start on the road against the Tampa Bay Lightning. What sorcery is this?
Yeah, this is a problem I've had for a while. I don't like the playoff format at all. I get why they did it, because they said they wanted to generate rivalries, fine. But you're basically doing that at the cost of basically having some of the best teams eliminated in the first round. I don't really think it's fair to teams that are doing, because it basically you're not rewarding teams who have good regular seasons. Like, that was the whole thing where I've always been in the mindset you just do 1 through 8 best teams, and you do 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7.
I agree.
I think that makes the most sense. But again, this is the NHL. This is something that this is something that has been brought up multiple times. It's something they're very stubborn about. But they're basically being punished for being in the same division as Florida and Tampa Bay. And it's not right, but I guess saying it's not right isn't really, it's not up to me to decide what's right. I just don't think it makes much sense. That's more so what I meant.
It's just unfair, man.
And just to talk about the Leafs a little bit, I don't want to make this all about the Leafs. One thing I think we should all be keeping an eye on is Mr. Soupy Jack Campbell. I have started to get alarmed. Now, again, I'll be the first to say, when Jack Campbell was like just carrying the Leafs for like a good chunk of the season, I think a lot of people realize what's going on. This guy's like, this is a revelation. He's playing so well in the last. So I'm just going to quickly read you his last couple of games that he's played for the Leafs. So last night he got pulled 3 goals on 9 shots against, 667 save percentage. Against the Anaheim Ducks, he allowed 3 goals on 20 shots. That's 850. Against the New York Rangers, 5 goals on 26. That's 808. Against the St. Louis Blues, 5 goals on 25. That's 800. And then against the Knights, he had a good game. 3 goals. Sorry, relatively good game. 3 goals on 34. That's 912. And then Colorado, 5 goals on 40. 5 goals against on 49 shots. Holy cow. An 898. So, I mean, like, he's coming back down to earth, which I think is something we all expected, especially with how much he's been playing. But if I'm a Leafs fan, as a Leafs fan, because I am a Leafs fan, I am a bit concerned. This is kind of how I feel about the last couple of games. Like you were saying, it is a bit concerning how they have started really poorly and how they keep kind of either blowing leads or getting themselves into a hole. This is also a season where I said the regular season doesn't really matter. So I've just been kind of trying to enjoy the wins as they come, because like at the end of the day, if there's one thing that we've seen in the past is that these games don't really mean anything other than just for placement in the standings. And like you said, it doesn't really matter, because it looks like they're only going to play like one of like three teams in like Tampa, Florida, and maybe Boston. But even then, like, I think they're a lock to play either Tampa or Florida.
The one thing that's different about this Leafs team is that I just you can feel that they're better than previous iterations, or at least over the last decade.
Oh, no, for
sure. A lot better than 100%. Last year's team as well.
100%.
Yep. I remember when I was watching the game on Saturday, they were down 2-4. They scored the third goal, and I put 10 bucks. I put 10 bucks on them to win the game, and they won the game, and I made 40 bucks in return. I was just like, I feel that they're going to win this game. And they did.
Hold on. One more quick thing about sports betting, because I actually have a parlay down tonight. I want to read it for everyone, because if this hits,
wait.
We'll be
quick. One last thing I wanted to say about Soupy before you go to the parlay. Yeah. I agree. He is coming down to earth, but that's also because he's played a shit ton of games. He's already matched his career 100%. High. 31 games, and he's just halfway through the season. So they signed Mrazek for a reason. Get him the hell into as many games as you can over the next month.
Yep.
Don't let Soupy hit 65 games. I don't want that.
I don't disagree with that in the slightest. I think that's a very good point. I guess part of me is just like, what if it's not because of that? And what? Anyways, this is a hypothetical conversation. This isn't really something that we need to say, but it's something that I think a lot of fans are concerned about. But even then, everyone loves Jack. I think everyone knows he's going to figure it out and kind of get back into it. If anything, if you're a Leafs fan, that actually might be a good thing, because it might actually lower his cost of his contract when he comes back down.
Maybe.
Anyways, maybe. Who knows? So I have a massive parlay that I set for tonight. Mm-hmm. So I have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 leg parlay. Yeah. I said, screw it. Hold on. Tell the story. So what was it? I was watching the St. Louis Rams game. Like the Rams and the Niners on Sunday. It was a NFC championship game, winner goes to Super Bowl, whatever. The Rams were down like 10 points or something like that. It was just after the Debo Samuel touchdown. They were down big, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put 50 cents on the Rams to come back and win this game. Okay. It was like 50 cents to win like $1.30.
Okay.
They won. So nice. I made like a dollar, basically. It was like $1.50 or whatever. So I took that dollar I made and I put it on this massive parlay. So hold on. So I'm going to quickly read it to you real quick. So Predators at Canucks, I'm taking the Preds. The Avs at the Coyotes, I'm taking the Avs. The Lightning at the Sharks, I'm taking the Lightning. The Bruins at the Kraken, I'm taking the Bruins. The Panthers at the Rangers, I'm taking the Panthers. The Leafs at the Devils, I'm taking the Leafs. The Jets at the Flyers, I'm taking the Jets. The Panthers at the Capitals, I'm taking the Penguins. The Islanders at the Sens, I'm taking the Islanders. And the Flames at the Stars, I'm taking the Flames. I feel really good about a lot of those picks. So I put a dollar down. It's staked one to win 55.
Okay. There's so no think, way you're gonna get hold on, 10
hold
for
on,
10.
Hold on. You never know. Anyways, I just said screw it. That'd be kind of funny if it actually hits. I figured
it's a dollar.
Lose. I basically lose 50 cents because I basically made the other dollar. Anyways, that's kind of fun. Anyways, so we'll see how that goes. But
I'm gonna make a bold prediction. You're gonna get 9 for 10, and the one loss is gonna come from
the Leafs.
Yeah.
That's like, I had one last night, and they who was it? Both the Sens and the Red Wings one, so that was too bad, but it's okay. Anyways,
okay.
Anyways, so we're a little off track, but anyways, go ahead.
That's okay. Let's rotate over to the Olympics. So we briefly highlighted this last week. They're gonna start this Thursday. Today's the first, right? Friday. Wow.
Yeah,
start on Friday.
Friday.
And all the rosters have been revealed. I have all the rosters bookmarked on my Twitter page, so I can quickly run through them. But I wanted to quickly discuss with you, Mr. Simon, your thoughts on some of the players, and then we can end this episode off on some of the predictions that we think how the women's and the men's tourneys are going to go in the upcoming Olympics. I'm going to start with the Canadian men's roster first.
Mm-hmm. I actually have it open right now, but if you have it, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, then I'll start off. First biggest name I think we have over here is Eric Staal.
Mm-hmm.
37 years
Captain
old.
Captain
Eric Staal. Oldest member of the team. And this is this article is from Olympic.ca. The youngest is 19-year-old Mason McTavish. along with Owen Power, who's also 19. Both Nathan McTavish and Owen Power were part of the World Juniors that were happening in December. Right. Obviously, we all know what happened to them. They were canceled. And then we've got goaltenders.
The World Juniors were canceled, not the players. Just to be clear, the players were not canceled. The World Juniors were.
They were canceled.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. So I guess those three are the most, the names that stand out the most. You've got goaltenders, Devin Levi, Edward Pasquale, Matt Tompkins. I have no idea who any of those are. I've heard of Edward Pasquale, actually. Any thoughts on goalies?
So I think Devin Levi is actually a pretty highly touted goalie prospect.
Right.
I remember. Right. I think he was, I believe he is a, like, he's a very good, like, I think he's a, I'm pretty sure he was another player on the World Juniors roster. I'm actually really excited to watch Devin Levi, because I think he's someone who could potentially be a future NHL starting goalie. I think I'm really excited about Devin Levi. But in terms of the goalies, like Edward Pasquale, like you said, I don't really know these guys all that well. But I in terms of the ones that are on the roster, I Devin Levi is the blue chip goalie, I think, that I'm excited about going into the tournament.
Do you know which team is he drafted already?
Check. Hold on.
That won't make any sense.
I don't. He's a prospect for the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Interesting.
He was he was 7th round pick in the, 7th round pick, 212th overall by the Florida Panthers. And then his rights were traded. That's what it was. Okay.
Jesus. Yeah.
Anyways.
Florida Panthers have drafted some insane goalies.
They have.
Okay. I'm going to quickly run through some of the biggest names on defense and forward. I'm not going to run through the entire list. Mark Barberio, familiar name.
Yeah.
Jason Demers. All defense so far. Owen Power, talked about him. I think Matt Robinson, I forgot which team he played on. Or I could be wrong.
He has a brother, buddy, but I think Matt was also in the NHL last year too.
Yeah, Matt Robinson played. Let's see quickly. You can fill her if I'm missing anything. Never mind. He never played in the NHL. I'm incorrect.
Yeah. I was wrong as well. So it's okay.
But yeah, Jason Demers, Mark Barberio. Cool.
And Owen Power.
Owen Power. Forwards, you've got Adam Cracknell. He's back. David Desharnais. Yeah. Familiar name.
Yep.
Landon Ferraro. Son of Ray Ferraro, famous TSN analyst, and before that, famous player. You got Leafs legend Josh Hosang.
Well, Marley's legend, but yes.
Yeah. Upcoming Leafs legend. Yeah. One day he'll be.
Yep. Hopefully. I swear to God, if he's not. Oh my God.
Mason McTavish, talk about him. Eric Staal. And then you also got former Leafs legend Daniel Winnick.
Yeah. Also, some other former NHL players, Corbin Knight, Daniel Carr. Again, not any huge names, but recognizable names. In terms of forwards, again, I think we all know kind of, I think all the big names are kind of out there. Like, I think the main skaters I think people are looking forward to watching are Owen Power, obviously, who I think people are really excited about. 6'5", 214. Like, the guy's an absolute horse. Like, he's just a monster. Mason McTavish had a really good preseason, first couple games with the Ducks. I'm excited to watch him. Josh Hosang has been lighting it up with the Marlies. I'm really excited to see him on the national stage. And then, like, even Eric Staal is someone who I actually grew up enjoying watching. So, again, hopefully, like, he's someone who can have a good tournament. But in terms of, like, the overall roster, that's really the main ones I got my eyes on.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to migrate to the U.S. team. I'm not going to spend as much time on the remaining teams because Canada's the best. You got Kenny Agostino, familiar name. I think he was with the Leafs on PTO, remember?
Yeah, yep, he was. Yep.
Yeah. I think a couple seasons ago or last season, I don't remember. COVID messed my brain up. Nick Abruzzese, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He is a Leafs prospect currently.
He is.
Who else? You got Nick Shore, also played with the Leafs. Funny. You also got Matthew Nyes, who's currently on the Leafs as well as a prospect.
Yeah, the roster. Oh, damn. True. Yep. Okay.
And wow. Defense, I think big names you got over here, David Warsawski. You also got Jake Sanderson.
He bounced around. Yep.
Jake Sanderson, who is currently a prospect for Detroit or Ottawa or Ducks. I don't remember.
Let's see.
One of those three, I'm pretty sure.
Ottawa Senators. Good job.
Yeah. And I don't know anyone else on the American team.
Stephen Kanfer was a Boston Bruins, Minnesota Wild defenseman for a while. He's pretty good. But yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
There's some good prospects. Interesting. The American team.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't even know any of the goalies. Drew Comesso, Straussman, Pat Neg. I don't know. Okay. So apologies if those are actually good prospects. We just aren't really up to date with our American goaltending prospects, I guess.
Yeah. And that's okay. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really want to.
Yeah. Neither do I. Neither do I.
Finnish team, men's Finnish team. There are some familiar names in here. First of all, Leo Komarov, Uncle Leo.
Sani. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot he was out the NHL, actually. Oh, my goodness. Poor Leo.
How old is Uncle Leo? Leo Komarov. He searched up quickly. I want to say 34. 35. Yeah.
Wow.
So he really is an uncle now. Got. Oh, wait, what? Valtteri Filppula? No way.
Yeah, Val Filppula. Yeah, he's out of the league, dude.
What? I know he was out of the league, but that's such a throwback name. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I used to, when I played NHL back in the day, I always had him on my team in the, what's that mode? Hut. Hockey Ultimate Team.
Hut, yeah.
What a throwback.
Let's see who else we got.
Teemu Hartikainen. He's a familiar name.
Yeah.
Where was he from?
Yeah, he was an Oilers player for a while. He bounced around a little bit, I think. But his main claim to fame, Hartikainen, was an Oiler. Marcus Granlund, I believe, is related to Mikael Granlund of the Minnesota Wild. That's all I recognize on the forwards side, because oh my goodness. Oh no, sorry. Pekkarinen is also someone who played the NHL. I believe he was also with the Oilers. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe he was an Oiler. I think that was his main destination. But yeah, like other than that, like just looking at this roster, I don't recognize really anyone. Oh, Mikko Lehtinen is on the Finnish Olympic team. That's good.
Mikko Lehtinen? Oh, you're right. Mikko Lehtinen, right.
Leaf defenseman, Sami Vatanen. Wow, Sami Vatanen is out of the NHL. That's crazy. Sami Vatanen, former Ducks, Devils, Dallas Stars defenseman. I think he was a Devil a while for as well.
Miro Altonen is also a famous name.
Miro Altonen. Oh, yes. Another former Leaf. Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Was Altonen a former Leaf? I can't remember. I think he's a Duck.
He was.
Oh, okay.
No, he was a... I think Miro... Is it Miro or Mikko?
Miro. Miro Altonen.
Okay.
I'd be getting confused.
I don't see that on here, but it's okay. Maybe I just can't see the whole lot. I don't know. Anyways.
Sami Vatanen. So, yeah,
like... Yep.
Holy shit.
I think I mentioned Sami Vatanen. Yeah. Former Leafs trade deadline target for like 8 years in a row.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So some names there, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
In terms of recognizable names, I'm sure there's a lot of, I'm sure like our, if again, I'm not, I don't think we have any Finnish listeners, but I'm sure that a lot of people over in Sweden probably recognize a lot of those. Sorry, it's not Sweden. A lot of our people listening in, or sorry, people in Finland probably know a lot of these players because they probably play in the Finnish Elite League. And I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing with the Swedish players, the Swedish Elite League.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah.
Let's jump
speaking of our Sweden. Sorry, and speaking of our team, Sweden, the Swedish Elite League, is that where you're going to go as well?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
You got Daniel Brodin.
Yeah.
That's one. Pontus Holmberg. It's a familiar name.
Carl Klingberg, brother of John Klingberg.
Lucas Walmart. Anton that's Lander. A prospect.
Wow. There's a whole lot of former Oilers on here. Anton Lander is a former Oiler. Jacob De La Rose, former Canadian. Joakim Nordstrom, former Chicago Blackhawk, Carolina Hurricane, Boston Bruin. He bounced around. But Lucas Wallmark, wow, that's a big name, actually.
Yeah,
wow,
I mentioned that.
A big name.
Did you already mention Anton Lander?
I did mention Anton Lander.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know Eric anyone else.
Oscar Fantenberg was a defenseman. I think Emil Juice. I'm getting players mixed up, not Emil Juice. Christian Folin was, I believe, a Kings defenseman, Wild defenseman. I think he was a pretty highly touted defenseman coming out of college, if I believe. I could be wrong about that. I'm not 100% sure. But I think Folin was a highly touted NCAA defenseman. Oscar Fantenberg. I already mentioned him for his NHL experience. It looks like, again, I think Max Freiberg was someone who was drafted by the Ducks. I seem to remember, I think he was actually a very highly touted prospect. I think he was someone who had a lot of skill but couldn't just really put it together. So he's someone I'm actually kind of excited to watch, because again, he was someone I took in NHL like 15 all the time because he had like 6 green star potential. But that's really it for Sweden. Magnus Hellberg, I think, is someone who someone who's played, but I don't really think there's anything really too exciting there in terms of goaltending.
Yeah, there's just one more men's team I want to highlight before we jump into women's, and that's the Russian team. So they're not called Russia in the Olympics now; they're called the Russian Olympic Committee, ROC.
Isn't it? Okay. Okay. I thought it was Olympic Athletes of Russia, but never mind. Okay, I guess it's ROC.
Yeah, I think we changed the terminology around a little bit. Something like
probably
that.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Also some familiar names. You got Nikita Gusev, Leafs legend.
Really? Oh yeah.
You got a player who just recently played for the Leafs, like just a month ago or 2 months ago, Kirill Semyonov.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
You got
wow. There's a lot of good players on this list.
There is one player I'm confused about. On the list, it's spelled Artyom, but is Artem Anisimov still a player in the league?
I don't think so. I think he was bought up by Ottawa, and then he didn't play again, or by Chicago. I can't remember what the.
Okay, because there's a player.
No, sorry. He was in Ottawa, but yes, go ahead.
There is a player who's going to play on the ROC, and his name is Artyom Anisimov. I wonder if
I think it's just the spelling. It's the same player. Okay. So if you look on the Sportsnet website, I'm not sure if that's where you're looking at it. I'm looking at the Sportsnet website. It actually has the English, like the one that we see in North America, Artem Anisimov.
Okay.
But I think you'll see this once the Olympics actually start. The last names that appear on the back of their jerseys are going to be a little bit different from what we see in English. And that's just strictly, I think it's just strictly a translation thing.
True.
But holy cow. Okay. We'll get to this in a minute, because this is like my first time seeing this roster. Holy,
it's pretty
moly.
Good, dude.
Yeah. Like, okay, so Mikhail Grigorenko was a very highly touted prospect in the QMJHL.
Yep,
he was someone who I really liked watching. Like, he was someone who, like, when he was with the Sabres, I was really excited for. It didn't pan out, but that's okay. Artem Anisimov's obviously a good player, man, or he was a good player in the NHL. Nikita Gusev was someone you mentioned. Kirill Semyonov. Vadim Shipachev is another really big name. I believe he was a really highly anticipated prospect. I can't remember where he was with. It might have been, was it Washington?
I'll search it up. You keep going.
Golden Knights, that's what it was. He didn't
Okay, you're right.
He didn't work out with Vegas. I remember that. Okay, so Shipachev is no longer in the NHL, but he's still very good. Oh my goodness. Sergei Telegin, I think, is someone who's a pretty big name. I can't remember exactly where I've heard his name, but I think he's pretty good. Nesterov.
Yeah.
Man, in terms of goalies, I think that's probably their biggest red flag or area of concern, which is understandable because I think that's a lot of teams' biggest concern going into this tournament. Wow. This Russian team looks scary. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
There are other teams in the tournament. You've also got Germany, you got Switzerland, you got the Czech Republic. I think you got Denmark as well. Yeah. But honestly, a bunch of those names, I don't recognize myself. Unless you do, we can. But like on the Swiss team, I only recognize Dennis Morgan, another Leafs.
Yeah. Player. So I'll. Yeah. So like I'm just gonna quickly. So the Swiss team is actually the one I'm actually very excited to watch.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Swiss hockey. Again, I know you said you only don't recognize Dennis Malgin. I recognize a bit more than that. Simon Moser used to play for the Predators. Fabrice Herzog was a former NHL player or a former prospect, I believe. I can't remember exactly where he played, but it's kind of not, it doesn't really matter. He played in the NHL, so that's pretty solid. Sven Andrighetto was a former Montreal Canadian / Colorado Avalanche. He was pretty good.
Yannick Weber, Rito Berra.
Yep, Yannick Weber. Yep. Yannick Weber, Rafael Diaz, also a defenseman. Yeah, Rafael Diaz bounced around a little bit. Mirko Mueller was someone who was drafted in the first round and was considered a very highly touted prospect from the San Jose Sharks at the time. Gaetan Haas was a former Edmonton Oiler. And yeah, like you mentioned, Reto Berra, I imagine he's going to be the starting goaltender, 6'5", 220. I would have a hard time believing it's going to be anyone else. But the Swiss team, I think, is one that people are going to be sleeping on, but I do think they have potential to be very good. The only thing that's hurting them, I think, is the fact they're in a group with Russia, but we're going to get to that in a second in terms of our very quick predictions. But there's a lot of teams I'm excited to see. China's in this year. Oh my goodness.
You're right.
Sorry. Yeah. I might have to get a Team China jersey. I'm not even joking. I might have to get one depending if they actually, they're going to get destroyed by the US and Canada though. Anyways. In terms of players that I think are kind of very exciting on the big teams, I think we've kind of hit them all.
Yeah, okay. Before we jump into our final predictions, I just want to quickly go over the women's team as well. Legendary.
Also, one thing. So one thing to that I think we should note is that Claude Julien was supposed to coach the men's Olympic team. He got injured in training camp and will no longer be coaching. So it is now going to be handed over to Jeremy Colleton, former Chicago Blackhawks head coach before he was fired. Which was right after the Kyle Beach thing, which is kind of ironic, but that's okay.
But it was unrelated to the Kyle Beach thing, right?
It was unrelated, but it was around the same time, I think. Yeah. Oh, also, sorry, just one thing. David Krejci's playing for a Team Czech Republic.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's going to... Yeah.
Why?
The Czech team is actually kind of interesting, but go ahead.
Is it just me, or are the teams more interesting this year than they were 4 years ago? And 4 years ago, the NHL still was not involved.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's about the same. I just think nowadays, like, we're another 4 years removed from that period. And I think I think a lot of the players that me and you are familiar with have either retired or have moved on to Europe. So like players like David Krejci, like Michael Frolik, like a lot of these players, it's like, oh, I recognize him. I think it's just, again, because I do remember there were some back in Pyeongchang, which were kind of like, oh, I know him, but I you're right. I definitely recognize more now than I did them. So anyways, I don't know why that is.
Okay, really quickly going over the Canadian women's team. I don't have the rest of the women's rosters in front of me. Do you want to go over those, or you just want to stick to Canadian women?
We can go with the women's. Give me a second. I'll pull them up. Hold on.
Okay. I'll start listing the amazing Canadian women's names first. You got Emily Clark, Sarah Nurse, Melody Doust. These are all familiar names to me. I've seen them before.
I think it's Doust, but yeah.
You got legend Marie-Philippe Poulin, Sarah Fillier, Jamie Lee Rattray, Brian Jenner, Jill Saulnier, Rebecca Johnston, Natalie Spooner, Emma Malte, I think, Laura Stacey, Blair Turnbull. Defense, you got Erin Ambrose, Jocelyn LaRocque, Ashton Bell, Ella Shelton, Renata Fast, and Claire Thompson. And goalies, you got Kristen Campbell and Renee Desbien. Sorry if I butchered any of those names.
Desbien, I think it's Desbien.
Desbien.
Yeah, Desbien, yeah. Oh my goodness. I don't really have many thoughts on that, just because it's basically the same roster as Pyeongchang, or it feels like it at least. Don't get me wrong, exactly, the great team. I'm very excited for that roster. It's something that I think a lot of people are excited about, rightfully so. Because to be honest, I actually might be looking more forward to the women's hockey than the men's hockey this year, if I'm being pretty honest with you. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not saying it like it's – I guess I'm kind of surprised, but, like, more so just because, like, I don't know. I just never had really that much interest in women's hockey until recently. So,
And yeah, we should all be interested, right? Like, these
women 100%. 100%. Yeah. Like, and again, it's – yeah. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Like – just from the perspective of this women's team, they've won gold so many times over the last 6 iterations of the women's tournament in the Olympics. So that's one thing to be proud of. But another thing is, like, there's a lot of discussion about the women's National Hockey League. That's not what it's called. I think it's called the PHF now.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
And we haven't talked about it in this podcast, but one day we will. Yeah. One day we will. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing as well. Women's hockey entering the foray of hockey in the world now, which is great. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they'll all be in front of you for your viewing pleasure, for your hockey viewing pleasure, in just a week or so. So this is where you can see all the best of the best finally, I guess, after 4 years facing each other once again. So definitely watch the women's tournament.
It's going to be really good. Because again, this is something for a bit of another day. Because like you said, this is like the whole issue with the, I don't say issue with women's hockey, because women's hockey itself isn't the issue. It's more so like
women's sports.
I think the way that people look at women's hockey or women's sports in general. But like, and this is part of the problem. It feels like this is like really the only time that we actually get to watch like entertaining women. We actually get to watch like women's hockey on a big stage.
Yeah.
Now, obviously they have like tournaments throughout the year, which I actually have watched more and more over the years, because again, like, once I like, if you watch any of the last couple like women's hockey events, like at the Olympics, these like the Americans versus the Olympic, sorry, the Americans versus the Canadian teams are always such entertaining games. So you mentioned the American, so the Canadian roster, like I'll just read a couple names off the American roster, like Amanda Kessel, Phil Kessel's sister, will be there again this year.
Oh wow.
Hillary Knight, I think highly considered one of the best female hockey players in the world, will be there.
She Brianna goalie?
Decker, Kendall, who? Hillary Knight? No.
Oh, okay, I'm wrong.
I think she's a forward.
Never mind then.
Brianna Decker, Kendall Coyne. There's a lot of good players there. Again, repeat from previous tournaments. And again, I think, not to be rude or anything, but again, I think this is a tournament where a lot of people are going to be looking at America versus Canada for the gold medal. And that's nothing against the other countries. I just think, just given like the amount of skill and the amount of players that these teams have, that Canada and the Americans are kind of they're the favorites. But now, that being said, everyone loves an underdog. So anyways, I'm looking forward to the women's tournament almost as much as the men's tournament this year.
Okay, let's make our predictions now. So I'm going to list group A of the men's tournament, and I'm going to ask for your predictions for who's going to make the quarterfinals. Or actually, you know what?
Yeah.
We'll go top two in each division, and then I'll ask you for your top three overall. So group A, you've got Canada and the US and Germany and then China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say top two are Canada and the US. I don't think that's
too bold. I don't think that's a debate. Yeah.
Group B, you got the Russian Olympic Committee, you got Czech Republic, Swiss, and Denmark. Man, after seeing the Russian team, how could you not say them number one? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ROC one and Swiss number two, actually.
Yeah, no debates here. I am really high on the Swiss team this year.
Group C, you got Finland, Sweden, Slovakia, and Latvia.
I think we both have the same.
Yeah.
It's going to be Finland and Sweden, in my opinion, 1 and 2.
Yep.
Yep.
How about overall tournament? Who you got?
This is going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a couple really big upsets, in my opinion. Like, to be honest, I know we have Canada and the US in both of our group favorites for group A. I don't think either of them is going to be like I really think some of the European teams are going to really like wipe the floor with some of the other teams. And I know a lot of the teams are European, so that's kind of broad. But like in terms of the main three, like the big powerhouses are Group A, B, and C. Just looking at it, like I think Switzerland has real potential to come up big here. Same with the Czech Republic. But in terms of like who I think the actual favorite of the tournament is, I'm going with Russia.
Same.
Because man, like even if they do have goaltending problems, it looks like they have enough firepower to just outscore their problems. And I don't think that's something that a lot of the players in this tournament can really say. And one thing I think that the one thing that we should talk about is that unlike a lot of some of the players in the tournament, I think a lot of the Russian players actually have a lot of familiarity playing with each other in the KHL. Now I'm sure there's some similarity in the tournament, but like in terms of just the overall Russian Olympic roster, I can see them being a real problem. I think they won it 2 years ago, like 4 years ago in Pyeongchang. I could be wrong with that. I believe they won. I think they could be going for the repeat. Oh, they will be going for the repeat.
So who you got in your top three is the main question.
My top three. I'm going to go ROC as one. I'm just going off the top of my head after the players that we mentioned. I'll go Sweden 2. And this is probably going to be my biggest surprise. I'm going to go Switzerland 3.
Oh, wow. So yeah, Canada and the US really are completely left off. Boys.
Yeah. In my opinion, yeah. I think Switzerland's going to be right there with teams like Finland, Canada, and USA. But yeah, that might be a bit of a hot take and probably won't age well, but that's okay. I'm going to go Switzerland. I'm going to stick by my one of my favorite countries and go with Switzerland.
Okay, I'm going to go. I kind of want to just say this to be different from you, but I genuinely believe the Russian team is amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like they on paper, they look like the best team by far. Mm-hmm. Like they have the most, they don't have as many prospects as some of the other teams do, but they have like ready veterans who are just ready to just grind you. And
that might be better in this tournament.
Yep.
It might be better in this tournament. You want the, it's a bit. Yeah.
They have players who have played recently in Russian leagues against adults.
Yeah.
Right. The Canadian and the American teams, they're made up predominantly of prospects. I think it's safe to say that.
Young. Very young. Yep.
Very young teams. Mm-hmm. Ooh, but man, young teams can surprise sometimes.
That's right. That's true. That is very true. And that's, I think my main concern with the Canadian American teams is not necessarily the youth, but it's the youth in the net. Because goaltending is a very sensitive position. Oh, sorry, not sensitive, but like it's a very mental position. It's a very confidence thing. It's a very headspace thing. And I think when you're young, it's very easy to let bad games get into your head. And if you're playing a team like Russia, where they have that much firepower, they have the potential to just send you into another dimension. Like it's anyways.
Oh, I'm having a tough time here. Okay. I'm going to go Russia number two. I think the final is going to be Russia and another team. And I think Russia does not pull it off.
Okay.
I have a feeling. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
I could be very wrong.
That's fine. We all have those. Yep.
But I think Russia takes the silver medal. I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to say? Hold on. I'm trying to pull up the American goalies. Where are they? Where'd you go?
Those were the ones where like we have no idea who these people are.
Yeah. Never mind. I
have a lot of AHL goalies.
Man, I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to go. Russia 2, I'm going to go United States number 1.
Interesting. Okay.
I just think the US prospects they just jump out of the page for me. And not only because more of them are least prospects than other rosters on the Olympics right now, but also they're more NHL ready to me than a roster like Canada's. Like Canada's, okay, yeah, you got Eric Staal, but like, man, what is he really going to do? Josh Hostang, I love, but like, is he really going to make a big difference?
Be an interesting tournament because like someone like Eric Staal, for example, like it's going to be interesting because like you have You're right. Like, what's he going to do? But we also saw him kind of decline in the NHL, where I think a lot of people consider that the skill level significantly higher. But if you put like Eric Staal with someone like Josh Hosang and like Mason McTavish, dude, like, you have the potential to turn back the clock there.
That's again, true.
My thing with Canada is more so the goaltending. I think Devon Levi is going to be great. But because he's so young, I worry about just headspace and not headspace, but like, it's because again, like, people talk about how goaltenders are so weird and so superstitious and everything, but like, Devon Levi, like, I think Devon Levi is going to be fine. I worry about the overall, the nature of their position concerns me with someone who's that young, because I think all three goalies on the Canadian team are actually pretty young.
That's true. So with that, I'm just going to go America 1, Russia 2, Canada 3.
That's fair. Yeah. The Americans are going to be real interesting because, like you said, they are very young. But again, like I said, in this tournament, I think having youth is really good.
Yep.
However, if you're gonna pick a young roster, they sure as hell better be the best roster as well, because you know a lot of the other teams like Russia are going to go skill and old over young and with potential.
I'm really interested to know how Jake Sanderson performs. He is a fantastic prospect for the Sens. So
yeah,
that's another reason why
I have my, like, yeah, I hope he does poorly as a Leafs fan.
Yeah, me too.
But like, not to be a horrible person, because that's kind of what it looks like. But like, there's so many prospects in this tournament. Like, I am genuinely like so excited to see Owen Power. Like, Pete, like this guy, like, I didn't really know much about Owen Power because I don't really follow the draft on prospects as much anymore. I think it's more so because Leafs aren't drafting super high anymore. But like, Owen Power is a first overall defenseman who is 6'5".
Yep.
People are comparing him to like Victor Hedman.
That's true.
And if the Sabres are able to get a Victor Hedman, I know he's a prospect, and prospects don't always pan out. I know, like, when you compare someone to a player, like, it's not, you're not getting an exact player. Like, it's just their style. But dude, like, even in the World Juniors, Owen Power looked unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's why I'm more excited. Like him and the Leafs prospects on the States are all very, are my top prospects to watch.
Matthew Nyes apparently is really, really good.
If you've watched any of his Gopher highlights, there or something. I think he plays for the Gophers, University of Minnesota.
You're right. Okay. Women's team. We didn't look at any of the rosters, but I'm just going to go Canada 1 and America 2. I don't care about the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like,
really bad. We do we do care about the rest. But yes. Like, in terms of an overall discussion, in terms of who's going to win the tournament, I think, again, just like I said before, nothing against the other teams in the tournament, after any other women's teams in the tournament, but Canada and USA are really the main.
Yeah,
I think, and again, I hope I'm wrong, because again, I'm a student of the game. I love to learn about other players and other nations. So if there's other women's teams that are in the finals, great, or in the gold medal game, great. Yeah, I'm going to go USA 1, Canada 2.
Ooh, interesting.
I love my country. I will always love my country. I serve my country. But I think you got to take the champ. And like, in this particular situation, you stick with the reigning champ until they prove you otherwise. The American women's team is very good. They've come close on many different occasions. And I think this year is going to be exact same situation.
So you're sticking with the reigning champ for both the men's and the women's tourneys. Which one are you less confident in?
Russia.
Russia for the men's.
Yeah. So like, it's tough, because the reason I say Russia is because I'm more concerned about Russia just getting to the final, or getting to the, I keep calling it the final, to getting to the gold medal game. And that's strictly just basically stems from their poor or their shoddy defense and goaltending potentially, whereas the United States, I know what I'm getting. They're going to be very, very good. They're probably going to get to the gold medal game. They're probably going to face Canada, and it's going to be a coin flip between Canada and the US. But yeah
well, tell you what, I have not watched the Olympics last time, I watched them 8 years ago.
You didn't watch
ago.
The Olympics last time?
I did not watch the Olympics at all last time.
Oh, my goodness. You just, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
This time I will, though. This time I am.
Yeah, you better. Oh, my goodness.
So I'll be cheering on the Canadian team. It's going to be a little difficult because the games are halfway across the world, but that's okay. I'll figure it out somehow. Maybe I'll watch them on recording or whatever. So don't spoily.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no spoilies. Yeah.
And then the one last thing I was going to say before we close off is Steven Stamkos has never played an Olympic game and he probably never will.
Is that a thing? No, stop it. Also, one thing. Okay, that's sorry. Real. Hold on. One thing before we go. I have something I want. Okay, so there's two players I want to shout out real quick. Mitch Marner has been on an absolute heater. I've given him a lot of shit over the podcast. I am here to give him his cookies. Mitch, good job. Like, good job. You're playing very well. Yep. Hold on. Sorry, just give me one. I'm pulling up something.
He's got 12 points in his last six games. He's at 2 points per game over the last six games.
I would like to point out a defenseman for a team who I like. It's not my favorite team because we all know who that is, but no.
Austin.
This defenseman, he's a defenseman, makes $8 million per year. He was recently traded, I think it was 2 years ago.
Huh?
He plays for a team in the Metropolitan Division.
$8 million?
He is someone who used to play for a Canadian team. He was drafted eighth overall, I believe. Hold on. And he is having an absolute... He's having a great year. He's a
Chris Letang.
No, Chris Letang never played for a Canadian team.
You're right.
Never traded.
But he's having a great season too, by the way, Chris Letang.
He is having a great season. I believe this. The player I'm thinking of is top 10 in goals by a defenseman. He is top 20 in even strength points.
Oh my god! You're testing me, right?
He's leading. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Man, I can do this. I can do this. Vancouver, no, they didn't trade an $8 million defenseman.
He's top five in I'll read you the I just got the tweet, so I'll quickly read it for you. I'm not gonna say the name. Among all NHL defensemen this year, this defenseman is top five in goals, top five in shots, top five in hits, top five in blocks.
My God.
And top 20 and even strength points. And he makes $8 million.
Man, I feel like this is such an obvious name. How am I not getting this right now? He used to play on a Canadian team.
On a Canadian team.
When was he traded?
A super obvious name. Give me 1 second. He's traded a couple years ago.
And how old is he?
Hold on. He is 27.
Okay.
He plays in the Metropolitan Division. The trade occurred in 2019.
Calvin DeHaan?
No.
Okay, he never played.
It's a bigger name than that. He played for a Canadian team, traded in 2019. Trying to think what other clues can I give you?
Metro Division.
He's a very hard hitting defenseman.
Metro Division. Wait. No way. What? No.
What?
It's not who I think it is. Wait, really?
Say it.
Wait, he's that good right now?
Say it. Who is it?
Our boy. It's our boy.
Who?
No. Is it? I don't know.
Who?
Ooh, now I don't say know.
Just say it.
Is it PK Subban?
No. This does not play something. So I'll give you one more guess. Take one more guess.
Metro Division.
You're gonna hit yourself because I think as soon as you say you're gonna be like, damn, and I knew that.
Okay, wait. Is it New York?
It's one of the New York teams, yes.
Oh, wow. Is it the Rangers?
It is the Rangers.
Is it Adam Fox? No, no. You never played American. Yes. Wait, it's one of them. You know what? Screw okay, you.
Yeah, one more.
No.
No, you can, don't look it up. Do not look up the Rangers Defense Corps. No, Fine. Absolutely not.
Okay. Oh my God. Who do you got? You got Adam Fox and. No, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm blanking out right now.
Okay. Well, time's up. It was Jacob Trouba.
Oh no. Jacob I'm so Trouba mad at myself.
Jacob Trouba has been on an absolute heater.
Really?
He's top five in goals. He's top five in shots, top five in hits, top five in blocks, and top 20 amongst defensemen and even strength points. Jacob Trouba has been unbelievable for the Rangers this year. He hits hard, man. He is probably one of the closest things. Again, this might be a bit of a hot take, but he's one of the closest things this league currently has to someone like a Scott Stevens, where he does not care who you are. He will just absolutely flatten you.
Wow.
He did almost kill Jujhar Khaira. Hope Khaira's okay. But Jacob Trouba's a good man. And he's easily outperforming his $8 million contract. And he is with Adam Fox. Again, his defensive numbers are kind of shoddy. Like he's his goals goals against per 60 and Corsi against per 60 are pretty bad, but in terms of like just this straight like offensive statistics, block shots and everything, he's been quite good.
Wow,
yes,
I'm shocked. Good job Mr. Jacob Trouba, good for you.
Yeah, I saw it on a TikTok. I was like, I have to shout this out because this is unreal. Yeah.
Okay, with that, let's wrap up there. Thanks for listening. You want to do the outro?
No, I'm just kidding. We'll be back on Thursday. More content for you. Probably do some more, touch on some more Olympic stuff, maybe. We'll see. But again, subscribe to our, whatever podcast listening platform you're currently listening to us on. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Instagram page, or follow our Instagram page and our TikTok, everything to stay up to date with the show. Again, hopefully this is the last time we have a very dry and cold outro. But yes, we will see you on Thursday.